of the day.
Yes, she is.
So the next item is the county council grant application. So in your packet, I placed the District 5 grant application for you to discuss on how you would like to move forward with this.
All right, let me pull it up here.
So there's a District 5 application. So this is what Councilman Arlett uses for his district, and it was asked to put on this agenda to what we should do with it going forward, if other council members would like to use it, or how we see this.
Well, is it carved in stone, or is it something we're working on?
We're working on, so you can give me direction or discuss.
I prefer to have more information.
Give us his, Mr. Arlett, do you want to speak on this?
I've not been shy about this, as you all know. So for me, it's just, you know, arms the council, the entire body, on all councilmatic grants to be more transparent and to ensure there is a real fiscal financial need. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think it's a three-page form, and I think it would be very prudent and very responsible of this council to have that information from all bodies, all nonprofits that are looking for grants from the taxpayers, to be transparent in their need.
And you would fill that out for when you have...
Oh, they would.
Correct.
The applicant.
Yes, ma'am. So it's very simple. It's I didn't create it. Mrs. Jennings created it on my request. And it's I think it's just very prudent and very transparent, and I think it does the taxpayers a good thing to see this information. And at the same time, it is there's no guesswork. So for me, as we make good decisions and vote on these grants, we have better information than before as if this was a requirement. So for me, I would move that we as a council would adopt this form on all councilmatic grants.
I'll second that.
Well, I don't know if that was a form.
Well, the one that's been presented
today. This particular
today.
One. I mean, she says we're working on it, but the idea of a form, I would certainly second that.
Look, Mr. Colton. Well, we've had Mr. Arlett who brought this up, and I think it's a great idea. But if Todd and Gina, maybe his staff, if you want to chime in, it's a good time to, if you think it's a good idea, if you think it's going to be beneficial. Somebody want to, Gina, well, would you like
before,
to?
Before they chime in, I've got a couple comments.
Okay.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
No, that's good. That's good. I just, everybody get it.
There you go.
And I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks here. The whole purpose, at least in my mind, of the Councilmatic grants are to help small entities do some kind of project locally in their community, whether it's the Cub Scouts or the Historical Society or the Food Clause or whoever it is. And I'm going to speak for me only, not the rest of the council. In my process, somebody sends a letter. In most cases, I will tell you I know these people. I know the groups. So I feel comfortable with what they're asking for. If I don't know them or the group, I will call and talk to them and ask questions about what's it going to do with, how you're going to spend it, whatever. The two things I've taken away from conversations from council, the statement was made that some nonprofits are wealthy and just ask because they can ask. The second thing is to verify the use with receipts or however we're going to do that. And I don't see this form addressing either one of those subjects. Mm-hmm. And address how much money they got. And on that subject, I would question that we have the ability to determine how much they should have.
Yes.
What are they doing with it? That's not only coming, yes. But to verify that our tax dollars, which I agree should be spent properly, are being spent on the exact subject they asked for.
That's what we need.
In my opinion, I'm going to ask this, Mrs. Jennings, you can stand by for this. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, the only way to truly verify that our dollars are spent on that exact subject is by an audit, either done by the county or we require that entity to have an audit done, which is going to cost them money or cost us money. But there's no other way to verify exactly that the $500 we give to the Cub Scouts for a project goes to that exact project without having an audit done. Now, Mrs. Jennings, am I correct in my thought, or am I out in the field somewhere?
So, yes, if we give them $500, and even if we ask for a receipt of some sort, it could have, our $500 could have, we definitely can verify that money, that's been,
they
did what they said they were going to do. But unless we do a full audit and say all their money was spent and where it was spent and our money and somebody else's money wasn't used for that, I don't know without a full audit. I can't tell you for sure.
So I think you require somebody that's going to get a $200 grant to have an audit done. It's going to be very expensive.
It's just small.
Or for us to do that, we have to hire staff, I would assume. Would that be a fair statement?
Correct. We don't have the staff to do an audit.
I mean, that concerns me that we're going to go, we could go down that path.
I don't know.
I think Council Red certainly has a valid point and want to make sure the tax dollars go in the right place. I would support that 100%. But I just think, from what I've heard conversation-wise about making sure it's spent on that exact thing, the only way of doing that, I mean, they can give you a receipt from anybody. We don't have our money exactly. It could be some other money. So that's just, and I would say this, if the council chooses to go down this path, I would be very disappointed if we pick out just this one group of people to make them do this, that every nonprofit we grant money to should do the same process. Mm-hmm. And this council money grants is a very minuscule part of our nonprofit grant process. Is that correct, Ms. Jennings?
That's correct.
About 2%. I can't see picking out one group of people and say, you've got to do this, this, and this, and the rest of them have got to do anything.
Okay.
That's
of the grants.
That's my conversation.
Mm-hmm. After all, they are 501s.
They are 501s. They've got to be nonprofit even get past Ms. Jennings.
Yeah, I think we need time.
Well, let me. Can I follow?
Yes, sir. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, here's the dilemma, though. I may have somebody answering me up. Somebody might call me up, we've made a grant, and said, you know, what'd you give it to them for? It's your area, like you just said, you're knowledgeable, you understand, you know. Mm-hmm. But when I look at this form, it doesn't seem very burdensome. It seems like a very simple form. The most burdensome part is briefly describe the program for the funds that are being requested and whatever, and the benefits and stuff. I don't think we're asking for any kind of audit. I don't think we're asking for anything, any new regulations. I just think this might be a good way that if I had to answer one of my constituents, say why Sam Wilson or why Jen Deaver gave some money to that group and what are they going to use it for, I could easily pull this up and say, well, here's what it is. Sounds good to me. But it's also, it's something we all are voting on. So it's mm-hmm. just not, you know, yeah. say if there's a mishap or somebody spends it, you know, wrong, we just can't point to you. We all did it, so we're all in it together. So I just think, I don't see this being burdensome. I think it's a good way to track stuff.
We're not tracking anything.
Well, we're tracking who it is and what
a description. Does their letter do that? They said they.
No.
Does it say who it comes from?
Yeah, it does that.
What they're asking for?
It does some of that, but this just, I don't see it. I think this looks more formal than in a bunch of letters that are, some letters are more detailed than others. This at least puts it down. We request bingo, you know, an outline of information that everybody would have to, you know, answer. So I don't mind giving it to every nonprofit. I mean, I don't think this is that burdensome when they want to come and ask for them. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's something I'd never thought about it. But you're right. When something comes out of my district, I typically know the people, and I've been very comfortable with the way we've been doing it for years. But we're under a lot of scrutiny nowadays, and there's a lot of organizations. There's people out in that audience that every week follow us and are always questioning us. And it may be a good way to cover ourselves and lessen some of the exposure we may have for making a mistake mm-hmm. or something. So anyway, I don't see a big threat by this.
I would just go back to the fact that it was proposed. They said, "Well, I thought it was proposed because." We want to make sure the money is being spent for that exact thing.
Yeah, we can't.
Well, no, I understand. We can.
No way of doing
that.
No. Auditing, I mean.
No, I understand.
You also agree that if we're going to do this, that every nonprofit should do it?
I have no problem with that. I think, again, I don't think this, what I'm looking at here on my screen doesn't appear to be very burdensome. I could probably do it in less than 5 minutes.
So that'd be the fire company too?
Everybody.
Right, yeah, I think it's something in 5 minutes.
The cheer center?
Like I said, but I don't mind. Everybody thinking about it and all that stuff? Like I said, I see it non-threatening.
I believe we do go back to Gina. I've never seen a time I couldn't go back to Gina and ask her what's the problem, how much have I given in the past, and who was it given to. So the record's already being kept, so I think it's just double we're just doubling up extra work here. More red tape, that's all I see here. Let's add on more red tape. If we can do anything, let's run the prices council, make the council cost more. That's our goal. We should just make more regulations.
We have a motion on the floor.
Any more questions on the motion?
Just a couple comments, Mr. President, if I may. And that would be, you know, as elected officials, yes, we represent our council medic districts, and truly that of all of the county. And it's not about just our own personal conversations amongst those who are looking for a grant, if we know them or not know them. It's what the public knows. This is the public tax dollars. We're not talking about Rob Arlett's dollars. We're talking about the public tax dollars. The public tax dollars, or the public tax, the residents of this county should know who's getting what and why. They should. And this form, you know, section 4 of the budget, the question is asked, please enter the current support your organization receives for this project. So the question is being asked if there's other dollars they are receiving beyond us. I just tell you, I think it's responsible on our part. There is no harm in it. They can choose to fill it out or not. Mm-hmm. But again, this is public tax dollars that we're talking about. And so I think for that reason, transparency is important, and it is vital, I believe. And I think this form just makes sense.
Councilman Arnett, may I say this?
Of course.
Every time this money is given out, it's been brought before all this council, and there's not a person in this that doesn't sit in here that hasn't heard it said. So how many of these people are going to come back and look all through the papers and see if we've given money to the right people? That's almost a joke. That's like going back and look through history, see if it's been passed or not, and how it passed, who passed it. That's paperwork. My wife's got paperwork stacked knee high. Mm-hmm. She's kept for months and years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I say, honey, do you know where all this is at? Go back and look. Mm-hmm. What's it amount to? Nothing.
I'm a second.
All we're doing is killing time here.
We have a motion, Mr. Arlett, second Mrs. Deaver, mm-hmm. to approve this. Now, is this for all council people or those who want to use it, or?
Well, I just think it's an improvement that we could give choice, but I'd rather have everyone do it.
Okay, so but most is it everybody use this form in their council district?
The motion was for that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, man. Like, good question here. We don't mail it out. It'll come from the staff. It'll come from when they make the request. It'll automatically go out from Gina's office. My
plan is to have it on the internet, so
that's great. It's not something that a guy calls me up and I mail him out, or I got a pocket full of these forms. I'm walking around. Okay, my pockets are already full.
Well, that's what you need, George.
What? Any more questions?
Pocket full of forms.
Well, money in my pocket.
We're going to take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes. Good work, Mr.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
I vote no. Motion carried. Mr. Medlarge.